This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Here's a popular topic from our Rock on the Money podcast. For the full episodes and more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. Hope you enjoy. What do we got going on now? Where are we
at? All right.
To?
Well, today's topic is our 2020 financial goals.
Oh, 20. Can you believe it's 2020 already?
I can't, but I like round numbers. I like even numbers better than odds. So I'm glad to be done with 2019.
Oh, I am too. I'm going to own 2020. I'm so excited for this coming year. And it does actually have to do with the subject, goals. This is the year that I make it. I am going to make it. Is that a smart? What is smart goals?
So yeah, let's talk about smart goals with capital S, capital M, capital A, capital R, and capital T. SMART is an acronym that stands for specific, measurable, attainable, or achievable, whichever A word you like better there. Realistic, and then time bound. So there's five parts to a SMART goal. Otherwise, if you're not meeting all of those areas to make it a SMART goal, then you're not really setting yourself up for success. Craig, what are some of your goals for 2020?
I'm very SMART-ish on my goals. Goal-ish.
Is that like Dave Ramsey-ish?
Yeah, pretty much. There's only a few things that I really want to do. And you know how things are. As time goes on, other things happen. But the biggest thing is I've been working two jobs in retirement. And the biggest goal with working those jobs, other than having fun, is I've been paying off my kids' student loans. Now, a lot of people don't agree with that. But that is the thing. I did not have 529s available at the time when they were growing up. We didn't have that. And it's just something I want to do because I'm set and I want to make sure they're set. I'm changing the family tree from my branch forward. And this is part
and you know
of
what's
my plan.
Important about what you said there, Craig, is that you're set. So you took care of you first, just like, you know, if the plane's going down, you need to put on your own oxygen mask first before assisting others. That's exactly right here. You've taken care of yourself for your retirement plan and goals before helping out your kids in their schooling.
The next time the flight attendant job opens up, you're applying. You hit the nail on the head right there. That was awesome. And once
I
do that.
When we talk about side gigs later today, I think you'll see I don't really have room for another one. But
I don't either. I don't even have time for this podcast. And once I finish the student loan thing, I want to max out my Roth IRA and my HSA and keep building up my net worth. And I want to build up cash for investment properties as well.
Awesome.
And I know you're going to blow me away with what you have coming up. So let's just hear it. This is going to be crazy.
I thought it would be helpful for our listeners if we just took one of your goals and made it a SMART goal instead of SMART-ish.
Okay.
So what about paying off your son's student loans? So that is measurable because you'll know when it's paid off, it'll be at zero. And it sounds like it's attainable and achievable, right? And realistic.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, but the time bound part is kind of where you lose me there. Is it just 2020 or is there a specific month in 2020 that is your goal?
I believe September will be because we're both paying it at the same time. So he keeps getting raises and bonuses as he's working. I'm not sure what his inflow is. I know what mine's going to be. I said, I'm not giving up all my paychecks because I'm going to divert some of that stuff to me as well. But I believe September will be the goal for both of us.
If September happens, then that would still give you enough time in 2020 to reach your other goals, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
There you go. Yeah. All right. So now you're smarter instead of just smartish.
Yes. I'm smart. What are your goals?
Okay. So one of my goals is to purchase three investment properties. Second goal, I want to grow my real estate referral business by providing one new referral each quarter of next year. I want to start and finish drafting a book. So I will write at least one chapter per month. I need to study for and pass my, it's called a CIPP. It's a privacy exam for certification that is necessary for my job. So that is financially tied to keeping my current employment. And then, of course, I want to max out my 401k, which is a traditional 401k, and my Roth IRA contributions.
Now, we also posed the same question to our Facebook group.
Yes.
At facebook.com/your401k. I really need to change that name. Let's go back and forth. I'll read a few and then you can finish up. Allie wants to pay off her home equity loan used for a kitchen remodel.
That's great. Yeah. How do you feel about home equity loans, Craig?
Okay, I did one and I hated it. Because I didn't quite understand what it did, and I didn't realize that the interest rate fluctuates.
Did you do a home equity loan or home equity line of credit?
I'm not sure. It's gone. It's gone at this point, so I probably can go research it. The line of credit I know changes. Yeah. I thought it was a home equity loan, but you know what? The way they sell those things, hey, when you need a deck, you're like, oh, I got home equity. A lot of things I know now, I wish I knew then.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like Allie's on the right track to pay it off this year. The only suggestion I would make with the goal, Allie, is to put a time bound around it. You know, like we pushed Craig, try and identify a month that you'll have it done. And then what you're going to do with that money to divert it somewhere else instead of just putting it back into your discretionary funds.
Yep. And Lacey wants to pay off credit card debt and a basement waterproofing loan. Both are at 0% interest.
Yeah. So paying off debt is one of the key baby steps that Dave Ramsey talks about. I don't know. I'm a little torn on this one, Craig. How about you? This 0% has me on the fence.
Well, I figure what happened is probably transferred it to another card just to get the interest rate down. And it gives them a chance to pay it off. But if you do that, you got to pay it off. You can't.
You got to pay it off in the time frame. Yeah,
because if you don't, you're going to get slammed.
Yeah. And then like the basement waterproofing loan, if it were me personally, I would keep paying like the payment structure that's set out for that 0% just to make it paid off by whatever date you need to have it paid off. But since it's at 0%, you could use that money that you would pay down faster on that loan somewhere else to actually make money.
Adam says pay down student loans and max out a 457, which is a government version of a 401k, and daughter's 529 contributions. I have my own feelings. I don't know if we're on the same page. What do you think?
Well, so this again is, I feel like he's trying to put an oxygen mask on other people and he hasn't secured his own yet. I'm not a fan of putting money in 529s when you don't have your own student loans paid for.
Yeah, I'm on the same page. Personally, if I were you, I'd get that debt cleared out.
Yep.
And I wouldn't worry about maxing a 457. It's a government version of 401k, like I said. But chances are, Adam has a pension. So because of that, I really admire wanting to do the 457 like I did. However, get rid of the debt. Get rid of that debt first, then go do the other ones.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Morgan says they're going to pay off their car. That's awesome.
As long as it's this year.
Yeah, yeah. And Daniel's in the same boat, paying off car and starting to make 1.5 payment on mortgage. So that person, Daniel's going to pay down his mortgage 50% faster. I love that.
That's a good rate right there. I mean, 1.5 payment?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome. And Jennifer, she said she's paying off her house this year 9 years early. So that deserves an applause.
I love this stuff.
Yeah.
And Martha.
And I love Martha. Yeah, she's got a good one here. Her plan is to fully fund her emergency fund, which I love, and get long-term care insurance. Also a great idea there. And we can talk about long-term care insurance. It's actually going to be more of a full segment.
Yeah, because I got to start looking at that personally. Yeah. Did I just age myself there?
And then she also is going to save 15%. So great job, Martha.
That's amazing. And real quickly, because we just sat here and made a quick mention, long-term care insurance, you really should look for it till your late 50s, early 60s. Doing it any earlier, you're wasting your money. That's a Consumer Reports tip right there. So, and yes, I'm getting up there. I got to start researching that. So,
All right.
That was pretty good. Now we want to hear some success stories next year in 2020. Yep. As we go, we want to hear how you're doing. So we're going to hit up Allie, Lacey, Adam, Morgan. We're going to hit you all up. All right. Just a reminder, folks, check out rockonthemoney.com for links to all of the locations where you can subscribe to the podcast, direct links to Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn, all of them are listed right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we have all the podcasts posted right there on the website so you can listen to it. We also break down the podcast to each individual question and make it a separate post so you can easily find what you are looking for. We also have great articles, guides to tell you how to freeze your credit, how to buy a vehicle, everything located on the website. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rockland, USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.